Israeli airstrike pound Gaza after rocket attack. We join on the line by Rana Al-Shami, student and journalist in Gaza. Welcome to the program. Rana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you.
We also appreciate you taking the time to chat to us. Give us the insight. Why did Israel attack Gaza last night?
As every year, this is a semester that happens every year. So we experienced three wars during the recent 6 years. You know, we don't know what Israel wants exactly from Gaza because they are attacking us heavily. And they are killing civilians without any guilty. So we can't predict what Israel wants from us. But yesterday, or last night, was a tough night for Gazans and Israel who are living in the north of Gaza. Because Israel nearly hit over 70 air raids and attacking the empty land of the civilians, and nearly 5 injuries reached the hospital.
Yes.
So, but till now, F-16 is hovering over Gaza.
Yes.
And some said, yes, there is a new war in Gaza, and some said, this is just a blare of Israel. We don't know actually what's really going on.
Now, as you indicate that there was a rocket that was fired, has anyone claimed responsibility for the rocket fired into Israeli city of Sderot?
Yeah, Israel said that we defend ourselves. As a rocket came from Gaza to Sderot. Sderot is near to Eretz border. So that's why they are fighting us.
Who has claimed responsibility for that?
What?
Has any group claimed responsibility for firing that rocket?
Actually, no. We are responsible about the fire which is dropped from Gaza.
In terms of the attacks that Israel did launch on Gaza, is it true they attacked a water supply?
Water supply. The water here in Gaza in general is not water. It's very dirty. It's very salt. It's not available for wudu, for drinking, for cooking, etc.
Gaza is commonly known to the world as the largest open-air prison now. What's the current situation like? Have the borders been open in recent times for supplies to come into Gaza?
There's no border for receiving any supply, for receiving any help or aid. But Gaza has really had many crises, not just water. We have a crisis in electricity, water, and unemployment, poverty, so many things.
Yes, now you mentioned the various problems that the people of Gaza are experiencing. Is the power situation still bad? How many hours of electricity per day?
We receive usually fewer than 8 hours. Sometimes 4, sometimes 3, it depends. Day and night it cuts.
Any message that you have to our listeners, Rana?
What?
What's your message to our listeners?
My message to the whole world is stand beside justice. To fight for Palestine.
Yes, so we need to continue with that effort. May Allah alleviate the difficulties that the people of Gaza are experiencing. Ameen. Jazakumullah khair for giving us the update. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.